This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins scored 11 times in the first two innings and belted Boston last night in Minneapolis 13-6. Victor Caratini, Ryan Kreidler, Ryan Jeffers, and Byron Buxton all homered in the win. For Buxton, it was his first of the season and his 85th at Target Field, giving him the most ever.
It does mean a lot to be able to wear this uniform and do it in this uniform, do it here in front of the fans. It's I think everybody in here wish it could be something that they could do. You know, I had a few on go, I'm coming for you, but I got 85 more to go. And it's like funny stories like that. It's definitely don't take it for granted. You know, it's been a long time coming.
Bailey Ober notched the win. He worked six innings. Game two of the series is tonight. The Wild were playing without many of their top regular players. They lost in St. Louis last night 6-3. Head coach John Hines says they weren't very structured on the ice.
I saw it at times, and then I thought I thought some of the puck play that we had in the danger areas of the ice was a little bit loose. So I didn't like that, but I did like some other components of our game.
Philip Gustafson allowed five goals and had two others that went in that were overturned on review. Hines, though, says
tonight was a little bit different. I think, you know, a couple he could have had, but I do think that there was like the deflection off of, you know, Huntsie's stick that went in, and the other one, you know, I don't think he had it. It was, you know, deflected again, and there was no. So I thought there was some unfortunate circumstances tonight in some of the goals.
Minnesota wraps up the regular season tonight at home against the Ducks. The Lynx drafted TCU point guard Olivia Miles with the second pick of last night's WNBA draft. Head coach Cheryl Reeves says Miles brings a lot to the floor.
Having somebody that can generate easy baskets, on time, on target, rim pressure, you know, play in pick and roll. There's a lot of things.
Training camp begins next week for the Lynx. This is MNN Sports.